Hi, it's Josephine here from RadioGorgeous.com, and I'm here with Meg Matthews, and Meg is here to talk about the menopause. It's brilliant because it's a massive subject on RadioGorgeous.com, and this podcast was brought to you by Henpicked Wisdom for Women. Hi, welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Back to Radio Gorgeous,
where we've talked before.
Yeah, you told me your whole life story last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, this time I'm like that. Closed book, none of that. Just talking exactly about what I'm feeling.
So last time I saw you, your house had burnt down. You were living in Home House. Your daughter was on the verge of becoming a teenager, and you become a vegan.
Yeah, well...
What are you still doing, or what's changed since then?
Well, of course, everything's changed. I mean, it's basically that was 2012 with 2017, so I'm back in my house, which is all great. My daughter is a most wonderful teenager. I've got older.
Are you still a vegan?
No, I'm not a vegan anymore. No.
How long did that last then?
3 years.
And how difficult was it?
It was difficult, but it's not difficult. It's really quite easy nowadays. It gets easier and easier to be a vegan. I mean, fish just sort of popped into my diet. So, as being in the public eye, you know, everybody ridicules you for everything. So, you know, you've got to be really careful. So I just had to come out and just to say, like, I'm not a vegan anymore, even though that I, you know, just eat the occasional fish. Because as we know, someone might have seen me having a fish maybe once or this, and then all of a sudden, bang, she's, you know, not a vegan. So that's, yeah, so I'm not a vegan anymore.
So how old are you? Personal question.
I'm 51.
Okay, no. So are you perimenopausal, are you menopausal, or are you postmenopausal?
Oh, I wish I was none of them. Okay, so I am a year in, so I'm just in the menopause.
Okay, so tell me what you've noticed in body changes, brain changes, hormone changes.
It all changes, basically. I mean, I don't know, not everybody. This is the thing, every woman...
25% of people don't get any...
No, I know they don't. Yeah. So that 25% of people, I don't know who they are. Because actually, the ones everybody I speak to does have something. Yeah. So it can be minor, it can be major. I don't know.
What have you noticed for you, though, Mo?
For me, I've had everything. I've had a bit of the fuzzy brain. I don't get the hot flushes.
You're very lucky, but you are early days.
I'm early days, you see. And yeah, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm not really the expert on all this, but I'm just going with it, and I'm just trying to make it not to be such a taboo thing. So I will talk about it, and I will ask my friends about it, and I will look things up on the internet. I need to know all these things because, you know, and then it is trial and error. I've tried and error with all sorts of things.
Are you taking any herbal supplements?
I am. I have a homeopathic woman who's called Caroline Gaskin, who's absolutely amazing. So I'm taking, I do not know, I'm saying some bark flower remedies. I'm taking some of these, you know, I don't know when I look on it, these whatever she's given me, all sorts of stuff. She did tell me to take magnesium, which really helped, not just for my calcium levels, but for
the calming
and the sleeping, which I never would have put that with that. Yeah. And that really did help me.
Brilliant. So you already got a very healthy lifestyle. What about exercise? What are you into
exercise,
at the moment?
Well, I've just got to say, when you get the menopause, you really don't feel like exercising. I mean, who does anyway?
Well, you look really good, though.
Yeah, thank you. But you don't really feel like exercising.
Not heavy duty.
No, but they do say then there's a thing about the osteoporosis. It should be a heavy duty. It's not all about the swimming and the yoga and the thing. That's what they say. They say it should be about
a few weights.
Yeah. They're saying weight-bearing exercises is what they're all talking about. So, you know, I'm not the experts, but if you...
Have you started yet doing any?
No, well, I don't. Yeah. Basically, I go to the gym three times a week with my girlfriend, but I haven't been for 3 weeks because she's gone to Dubai. So we do it, and we do it together. And if you can do that, it makes it way more fun. And we don't do... I walk on an incline. I don't pound it. And we do exercises, and we do it, you know, and we just... talk along, and as we do it, it's not like, you know, I'm not in there banging away trainer high intensity. I'm just with my girlfriend.
I think when you get to a certain age, I think high intensity, anything extreme on your body is bad for you, don't you think?
Well, God, you know what, there's so many things, isn't there? Yes it is, no it's not. Runners, yes it is, don't run, everything sags. I don't know what to believe. I just think you just got to do what you feel that you like to do. Some people just don't even like, when I don't feel like exercising, I don't feel like exercising.
So you don't do it. You and don't I don't make do yourself. It.
No, I don't make myself. I mean, I do. I will say the only thing I find which is really good for the brain and everything, but I have to do this. I have to walk my dogs in the morning. So I've got my two dogs.
Yeah,
but
what sort of dogs? Sorry,
I've got a wired-haired Hungarian Vizsla who's 8 months.
Oh.
And I've got a Boston Terrier that's 7 years.
Oh.
So we are out and about. Yeah. And I tell you what, anyone who is feeling through the menopause and feeling a bit exhausted, then go and really just try walking.
Yeah.
You know what? Even if it's 20 minutes, even if it's after work or if you can do it in the
morning. I think being in nature, don't you? It's being in nature.
Yeah, that it is in the trees and the birds and whatever it is. Because Mind, the Mind campaign, the charity, they always say that they noticed when people started walking, people that were on antidepressants, they actually were able to come off them a lot easier. So there's a lot to do with it, with you just want to get the oxygen going and everything in your body.
So how's your private life?
I'm not talking about my private life. God, there she goes. See these journalists. Sorry, okay. Glamour Radio. No private life, no talking, no partners, no husbands, none of that.
Okay. Is your daughter still living at home?
Well, I hope so. She's only 17.
Okay.
She's not left yet. No,
okay.
She's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's on the front cover of everything now, isn't she? I saw her on the ES magazine.
Yeah, she was on the cover of ES magazine. Yeah. Yeah. She's really the ambassador for Mulberry, I think. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's why she was on the cover.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So she's she's good. Studying hard, doing her A levels. Very proud of her.
Yeah. So what else are you up to, Meg?
That's BakerStreetBoys.com.
Tell me about Baker Street Boys.
Okay, Baker Street Boys, if you look at it, is it's a furniture range, and it's in Harvey Nichols. We're in Liberty's, and I think we're going in Selfridges. I think we are. That's probably the menopause brain.
Yeah.
And we're online. We're online, and and basically the chopping board went into the Design Museum last year, which I was so very proud of.
And are you the designer?
No, I'm not. I work with an architect who is just beyond good. The shapes, the just the lines that an architect works is so different to me. I'm all about the colours and the dressing and that, but he's very all about lines, and I love the fact that our brains don't work the same, and that's why we work so well together.
Exactly.
Yeah. God,
so
yeah.
You like the promotions person then, or the business brain?
No, I'm not the business brain. We've got a business brain. I'm not the business brain. I'm just what is it? I saw a good product and I went out there and I bought it. That's the same thing as the Remington thing, isn't it? That's what I did.
It's entrepreneurial, I'd say.
Yeah, I discovered them and I just thought they were amazing, and they were two gorgeous Polish guys, and I just and we just hooked up and we set up this company.
Yeah. Fantastic. So any advice, just any more advice about menopause just before we go for Radio Gorgeous listeners?
Radio Gorgeous, all I can say is just get your hormone levels checked. That is the one. And once you start getting those levelled off, that's the thing that sends you mad.
And is that with the private doctor you go to?
No, you can go to the NHS. Yeah, go to the NHS, go private, do whatever you want. You can get everything through the NHS as well. So it's not all about being private. Get your GP. They will give you a blood test. Then that will show you your thyroid. It will be a general one. But it will be able to start you on. They will give you literature. Go away, read about it. It's down to you what you pick. I'm not the expert. If you want to do HRT, synthetic estrogel through your doctor, you can do it.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for coming back on Radio Gorgeous. And I'm sorry we didn't hear more about your private life.
So, I'm learning.
Yeah, you better behave last time I saw you.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And this was brought to you by hempicked.net, wisdom for women, radiogorgeous.com.